Some North Carolina farmers say the trade war with China is costing them money. And one said the federal government's $28 billion bailout hasn't been enough. They met with North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and U.S. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue yesterday. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Jim Howey of Union County runs a small beef cattle operation and works for a milk marketing cooperative. He told North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis he didn't care to debate the merits of the president's trade war with China, but he said the financial relief the Trump administration has given farmers hasn't been enough.
I really don't believe I'm qualified. I have enough background, and maybe that's my own fault, to debate whether those tariffs are right or wrong. But what I will not shy away from is agriculture is carrying the brunt of this because of the drop in price.
Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, answered first. As he has in other appearances nationwide, Perdue said the plight of farmers has been overstated.
Well, I would disagree with you.
He said the president's relief wasn't designed to make farmers whole, only to help them survive.
But I also would point you to the fact that farm prices peaked in 2012, and they've been going down for 6 or 7 years. We like to point to trade and China as that point of the spear. Agriculture was retaliated on because that's what we do better than anybody else in the world. And the president knew that.
That didn't satisfy Howie.
I would like to see the facts that back that up. For instance, the first round of relief for dairy amounted to 6 cents per hundredweight. We have taken a considerable higher hit on that as a result of these tariffs, as a result of lost exports to China, than 6 cents a hundredweight.
Tillis took a different approach. He said the trade war is vital to national security.
When I was back here in North Carolina, I only viewed it through the eyes of a farmer and the impact that tariffs can have on you all. But I also view it through the lens of somebody that sits on Senate Armed Services, and I see a China that's using an unfair trade relationship with us to fund their plan to be the military and economic superpower by 2050.
Tillis and Perdue spoke at a quasi-town hall event for about 36 farmers at the Circle S Ranch Turkey Farm near Monroe. Most questions were about immigration and the need for guest workers. Some also said the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement should be approved by Congress. That's the successor to NAFTA. Other farmers were concerned about the trade war, like Ronnie Burleson of Stanley County, who farms corn, soybeans, wheat, and cattle and turkeys. But for now, Burleson is sticking with the president and Tillis, even though he's only breaking even.
There was no question about that. The price of commodities went down tremendously. So that was a hit for us. But we do understand where he's trying to go. And long term, we hope it works.
Tillis supported the president on trade, and in speaking with reporters, he also said he's giving the president the, quote, benefit of the doubt on his decision to remove U.S. troops from Syria near its border with Turkey. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.